Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me up a little bit.
Yo, turn radio.
Haha. What you know about it? What you know about it? I said it, hip hop, and you don't stop. I rock on, baby, bubble to the boogie, to bang bang, the boogie to the boogie.
Thinking it be.
Really?
Anyway.
Really?
I swear to you, I'm singing.
No, I don't. It's,
they ain't singing. They
never learned to count. Huh?
Anyway.
You just don't
they're
know
not
to
singing.
Count.
They're rapping.
Whatever.
Yes. Anyway. What's going on, everybody? This is WTF with Joe D and the lovely and talented Miss Kenitra Jordan. How are you doing tonight, partner?
I've been better. I'm just, like, really, really, really excited right now because, you know, this time tomorrow I'll be getting ready to head out for Harlem. So I'm very excited right now.
But wait a minute, you started off saying you've been better. So you've been better than
because
being excited?
Because I'm so excited, because that's what it is. I'm so excited. It's like I don't know really what to do with myself, you know. If I knew how to do the Harlem Shake, I would maybe do that dance right now. That's how excited I am. But
really?
I don't know how to – early. I don't know how to do the Harlem Shake, so I can't, you know, so when I do it, it's just shaking. So
just
you
go
know.
To – yeah, don't shake. If you're going to shake the Harlem Shake, just go to YouTube and look at various videos. Like, there's like 10,000 of them, you know, of people
doing
the Harlem
Shake.
Yeah. About 10,000, maybe more than that. But anyway.
I may have to look into that.
You should.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
You don't want to just sit around shaking. I'm just saying. Anyway,
shut up.
We have a great show for y'all tonight. Y'all, this is the inaugural night of a new kind of WTF. We have brought somebody on board, hopefully permanently, but at least for a while, until she gets tired of us. Simply Shonda will be joining the cast.
Yay!
And, if y'all have been listening the last couple of weeks, y'all know she got a lot to say. And she runs that mouth, which is a good thing.
She's awesome.
So y'all should enjoy that. And we definitely, you know, appreciate her joining us and giving her take on things. She brings a lot to the table. So we decided to have her on board and then give her own take on different various things that goes on the show. So this is the first show officially that Simply Shonda is a part of WTF. So, yay. I wish we had the applause for that, but.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, when
slow.
I said something. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Applause. Here we go.
You're so slow. Thank you. Anyway, we have a very good show for you tonight. We have Karen Lee, author of the Black Bone series. And if y'all know anything about this author, the one thing that I remember about her, I remember when I first joined Facebook, she was, I don't even know if she remembers this, but she was probably one of the first authors that I friended. I just remember, like, that she had, like, 10,000 pics, and each one of them she was just, like, drop-dead gorgeous in. So, and I thought she was just a model. I didn't know she was an author at the time because I knew she had done, like, book covers. She was on some book covers. So I'm thinking she was just a model. Turns out she wrote the thing, you know, so that's going to be exciting for me to talk to her and get her take, and especially on another series that she has. Y'all.
Yeah. Y'all won't let me say the name, though.
It is called Sneaky
Pussy.
Oh, man, I'm just saying. Ooh,
I just like to say
it.
The title.
Give me all kinglish.
I just like to say the title. I just love to say the title. Shonda's
going
to kill him when she gets on.
Okay, but also joining Karen, we have Sakina Rahim, author of A Love to Die For 2. And she's got some hot stuff too, and she's going to be weighing in and telling us what she's done previously and what she's doing now and what she's going to be having coming up in the future. Also, they're also going to join us in the main topic tonight, which is, Lord have mercy, mothers living off that child support. It's called support for a reason. It's not called mother's wage. It's called child support. It means you support the child. But anyway, we're going to get into that later. But you got a lot of women that think, hey, if I just have me a child by a rich dude, I ain't got to work no more, at least for 18 years or 21 years. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to dig deep in that. That should be interesting. But coming up first, we got something that we like to call the spin cycle topic. So, KJ, spin the wheel.
Okay. Okay, so.
Wow, that was
my first topic. No, it wasn't. It just seems like that to you. You know, you're special. All right, now you know I don't follow sports at all. Unless it's
yes.
my Carolina Panthers, okay? That's the only people I follow, the Panthers. But this story kind of caught me by surprise. And I don't even know who the people are. I don't know who the players are. It's Brittany Griner and Griner, or however you say her name, and Gory Johnson. And I don't know who they are.
WNBA players.
Okay, well, I got that because the article said they were both WNBA players. But what snagged my attention, in all honesty, was the fact that one, they've only been married for 3 weeks or a total of 28 days before this Brittany girl asked for an annulment. And two, after 28 days of marriage, Gory Johnson is demanding $20,000 a month in spousal support. Not only does she want $20,000 a month in spousal support, she also wants a $10,000 advancement to pay for her attorney fees. Yes, saying that Griner has far superior control over the family's financial resources. And that Johnson
is there is no family financial resources. This Brittany Griner, she's the one making the money.
And says that without the necessary financial means to pay for legal representation in this matter. And so apparently Johnson is on a reduced salary from the WNBA because she's pregnant with twins. And so Griner said that the reason why she's divorcing her or annulling the marriage is because she was pressured by threats that this Johnson girl, Gory Johnson, threatened her to marry her. I don't understand how you let yourself marry somebody because they threaten you. I don't get that personally, okay? And then saying that she wasn't aware of the IVF treatments that were taking place. She wasn't made aware of when the in vitro fertilization process, you know, going to take place. So she feels like basically this Gory girl trapped her with these twins. But now, even I think that this is unreasonable because she says that she can't get a job due to the fact that she's carrying multiples, but yet what she's wanting the money for, she wants the money for household assistance, which I get because if she's saying she can't work because of a multiple birth, I get the whole thing about needing household assistance. But this is what I don't get. Personal trainers? Why does she need personal trainers? If she can't work because of multiples, how are you going to get personal trainers?
But here's the thing. She has a contract. She has a WNBA contract. The last time I looked, the only contracts for major sports that weren't guaranteed were in the NFL. I don't think she plays football. She plays basketball. So she has a contract. She signed a contract. So she is getting paid from that. I don't know what she signed for because it's not like WNBA players get paid like, you know, NBA players do, like, you know, $20 million a year. But I'm sure she's making more than the average Joe Blow. Let's put it that way. And it's at a reduced rate. I understand because she's pregnant. They probably have those clauses in their contracts because they're dealing with women. But here's the thing. Some women are just straight up devious and conniving. and they even do it to other women. See, now, you know, this is a lesbian couple. And now Brittany Griner is seeing what happens to a lot of NBA stars. She got duped. She got hoodwinked. The whole thing about being pressured to marry, you know how that happens. That girl probably gave that. Brittany Griner and Ms. Johnson were in, probably in love, or at least they thought they were in love. And Ms. Johnson, like, you better marry me, or I'm leaving. She probably gave her ultimatum. Brittany Griner didn't want to lose her, so she married her. Not knowing that this chick was taking in vitro, for getting in vitro fertilization and was about to get knocked up. I'm sure Brittany Griner was probably like, okay. You know what I mean? We're married. We probably, you know, be happily married for X amount of years, and then maybe we'll talk children or whatever. She didn't marry this chick knowing that she was going to be pregnant with twins. So to me, that's fraud. You know? Their marriage should be a no. They only been married 3 weeks. 3 or 4 weeks. Whatever.
It said 28 days, so yeah, about 3 weeks.
Get it annulled. Well, 28 days would be 4 weeks, wouldn't it? 7 days in a week.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you what.
I know you're an English teacher,
not
a math teacher, but I'm just saying.
You know what? Bite me, okay? I'm just saying what the article said. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
see?
Around about 4 weeks, so. I think you're getting annulled. They haven't even been married 6 months. So just get an annulment. But
$20,000? Well, I thought that was kind of crazy, too. $20,000 for 28 days. What in the world?
What did Chris Rock say?
That makes absolutely no sense. Hmm?
What did Chris Rock say that time? I know you shouldn't have done it, but I understand. I'm just saying, come on. $20,000 for 28 days? Some people are just, I mean, I get it. Money is the root of all evil. I get it. You got to have it in this country in order to live. I get it. But some of y'all just get a life. Just get a life. Anyway, my spin cycle topic happens to be about the gorgeous black woman that has been dominating tennis for the last, I don't know, 15 or so years. Just won her 6th Wimbledon title, her 21st Grand Slam. That would be Miss Serena Williams. Give it up, give it up. That's when you should have some applause right there, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. You already ordered your applause for tonight.
But anyway, and here's the problem that I have. This woman should be one of the most celebrated athletes of our time. She has been dominant. Her and her sister together have been dominant. More so Serena than Venus, but, you know, as a double team, they've been dominant too. Dominated the sport of tennis. Nobody else has dominated like Serena. She wins. I mean, and she's winning later on in life because, you know, tennis has a shelf life. Most people, when they turn like 23, 24 in tennis, they over the hill. That's the truth. Usually when you get to like your mid-20s, you're over the hill in tennis. She's still winning, still dominating. But instead of being able to, you know, sit back and bask in her glory, what are people talking about? She looks like a man. She looks gorillish. What are y'all looking at? What? Because all I see is booty. Booty and
really?
Boom. So how does she look like a man to y'all? That's what I want to know.
So you hear that old song, booty, 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 booty. That's
I'm
all you see. That's all you hear
I
when you look
so
at her.
I'm sick and tired of the media, mainstream media, not giving our people their due. Anytime something negative happens, here they come. You know, running our athletes through the mud. Anytime something negative comes, it's over and over. ESPN has a 24-hour cycle, so they just constantly this person that, this person got jailed, this person got arrested, this person hit his wife, this person did this, this person did that. But when somebody does something positive, when we have a standard who happens to be African-American in a sport, what do they talk about? Do they talk about her dominating the sport over the last 15 years? Nope. They talk about her looking like a man. Like, they don't want to give her credence or credit for being dominant. Don't let them distract y'all. Don't let them do it. Give that lady her props. She's been dominant. She's a beautiful black woman. Stop it. Y'all want to put Caitlyn Jenner on a pedestal? Man, I don't have anything wrong with Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner. I don't. But y'all put her on a pedestal and then call Serena a man. What is wrong with that? There's something inherently wrong with it. And as a black man, we ain't gonna stand for it. F y'all. I'm saying it from all of our folks. F y'all. That's a beautiful black woman and she should be celebrated. Period. Okay, your take.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have one. I don't follow. I remember, like I told you, I don't really follow sports or anything. So, no, no.
Yeah, but it's more than just a sports story. It's about imagery. It's really about women, black women, and how y'all can't be perceived as being beautiful and athletic.
In a lot of people's minds, we can't be perceived to be beautiful and not be a size zero. I mean, so it's kind of one of those things where, unfortunately, I don't think we will ever be given our full, complete due.
Probably.
Does it make it right? No, it doesn't make it right. But, I mean, it's the truth. I don't think we will ever be given our full due.
Are you in, like, a windstorm or something? I mean, come on. It's like you're in a tornado. All I hear is wind. But
really?
Anyway. Yeah.
Fine,
what's
I
your?
I had my fan
one?
On.
Yeah, I figured as much.
I was sitting in front of the fan. All right. Mm-hmm. At any rate, my next article had to do with, the whole thing with Bill Cosby, and the whole situation where Whoopi Goldberg was holding out for him, on his side. And so yesterday she finally had to come to grips with the evidence.
Capitulate.
And she actually said that, in all honesty, the reason why she didn't jump on the bandwagon before was because her whole stance was, well, if you have all this evidence, then take his ass to court, throw his ass in jail. And that was her stand on everything. But after having a legal analyst on there yesterday who pretty much explained to her that they can't take him to court, they can't put him in jail, because at this point in time, the states in where all of this has occurred, the different sexual assaults, rapes, whatever have occurred, the statute of limitations is up. So she had to issue a statement yesterday saying that, in light of what she, now knew, in light of what she now understood, she could not continue to stand behind Bill Cosby and everything that has gone on, and that she was pulling her support from him, that she always looked up to him, she always thought that he was a wonderful person, but what he did to these women and the way that he will forever be able to hide behind that statute of limitations, and these women will never have any other, type of recourse other than the court of public opinion. She said that she feels very, very sorry that she was one of the ones who, in essence, helped to make these women feel worse than what they already feel.
Okay, let me stop you right there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem I have, I was kind of on Whoopi's side, not all the way, but kind of. But here's the problem that I have, and the problem I still have. If all this went down like they said it went down, and I'm not saying some of this stuff didn't go down, but I'm saying if everything went down the way they said it, the way all these women keep coming forward and saying it, then why didn't they do it 40 years ago? Like, why do you wait till the statute of limitations is up? So you're trying to tell me that you – none of y'all got together and tried to do this 40, 50 years ago when it was actually going on? Even 20 years ago. Even
right.
20 years ago. You know?
Well, so
why now? Why
right.
now when this man has probably got a foot in the grave? Why
right.
now? That's the problem
right.
I'm having. That's the problem I'm having. It doesn't make sense. It's like a witch hunt almost. It's almost like they knew they had something on them, but they just waited and waited and waited and waited and waited until the statute of limitations is up so he wouldn't really get any real trouble, but they could bring down his name. It's almost
oh, yeah,
because
his legacy is tarnished.
Yeah,
at this
it's
point.
Almost like they were after a character assassination with him. They really weren't after criminal charges. They were out to attack and assassinate his character. And that's the part that doesn't make sense to me. It's like this was a plot or something. Because if everybody knew these women were getting drugged and raped like 40 years ago, he would have been up under the jail.
Right.
So why do you wait now? It doesn't make sense. It
Here's
just doesn't make
thing.
Sense.
Here's my only thing, okay? My only thing with everything that happened, and am I saying that he's wonderful? No. For doing these things, he's the scum of the earth. But I still take my same stance, which is that we, and I know a lot of people probably won't agree with me, but we as women have to take some responsibility, and we can't go through life with blinders on. You know,
yeah.
If we are going to go back to the hotel with a man, and just because he's a celebrity, then, I mean, we got to be safe in this. Does that make sense what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
I'm not excusing him for what he did.
Yeah, I get exactly what you say. And then, too, the way the reportings are coming out, it's like it was rumored that he was doing this. So women knew,
mm-hmm.
and they were still going with him back to his place. And let's be honest, he wasn't doing that to every woman. There are plenty of women that come forward and say, well, you know, I've gone to Bill's house and everything and had a wonderful time and nothing ever happened to me. So he didn't do it to everybody, but he did do it because he admitted it. I mean.
Right. Well, I disagree with Diana. I think it was Diana Bryant who said that in the group. Diana said, you know, just in general, she wasn't directing this towards Bill Cosby. She was just saying
right.
in general that we as women have to take some type of precaution. We have to be serious about our bodies. We have to look out for our sake. You know,
and
I
you
mean,
do.
My mom, right, my
I
mother
agree.
And father raised us that if you go to a party, you don't, if it's, an, you know, you don't go and get a mixed drink at a party. You don't drink out the punch bowl at a party.
Right,
you get a
right.
closed soda. And if you have
right.
that closed soda and you, you know, once you break the seal on that soda, don't you put that drink
down
until
down.
You're done. You know, my parents told us if you put your drink down, then you may as well consider that soda tainted and get
right.
yourself something else to drink. So that's what I mean when I say we have to do a better job of raising our daughters to explain to them that you don't go follow somebody because they're a star and they promise you the world, because why would it be easier for you when it wasn't easier for someone else?
Well, I mean, let's keep it real, too. A lot of these women are going back there in hopes of doing something with the star. It's not always that the star is raping all these women. A lot of times, that's what they're looking to do. I mean, that's what the whole subject and the main topic tonight is about, women getting knocked up by stars and celebrities and rich folks so they can live off, you know, the wealth, so to speak. So there's plenty of women that they don't have to rape. They just, that they would do it anyway, you know.
Right.
But anyway, that's coming up. Coming up after this, we're
going to
have
Shonda. And
yep,
Shonda's going to give her take, and then we're going to bring in our guest. But you know Shonda's going to have, I can just see her sitting over there waiting until she can get on here and say something.
Well, let's bring in Shonda now so Shonda can tell,
okay.
us, so Shonda can tell us what she thinks about the spin cycle topics right now.
Shonda,
hi.
You there?
Hi.
Hello.
So what do you think
okay.
about the spin cycle topics?
Okay. So my view. Okay. Now, the Brittany Griner thing,
mm-hmm.
that bitch crazy. Look, I'm going to tell y'all this. That girl got pregnant by her ex-boyfriend. it was an ex. And she didn't do the whole in vitro thing. She got pregnant by her ex.
Wow.
So why you want your wife to take care of you and your boyfriend, baby? This is crazy. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Oh, I didn't know that. She's making it sound like.
I didn't know that either. I was like, wow.
I follow that stuff because it interests me to see, you know, where people go, where they going to go. Now, so far, they got the marriage annulled. They're not married anymore, but she won all this stuff that she can't get. When you annul a marriage, it's like it never happened.
Exactly.
So you can't get all of that stuff. You can't get that. I'm sorry. You fucked yourself. You went and did this, but they talked about it. It's saying in one of the articles that they talked about having kids. She went out and she got pregnant on her own, and she expected the girl to take care of her babies. No, bitch, you acting like you a nigga. No. That's like my boyfriend bringing back. I don't have a boyfriend, but when I get one, it'll be like when he bring a baby back and be like, here, take care of this baby. No.
There you go, Shonda.
No.
Eat it, close it, put a roof over his head. I'll be right back.
Why? No. We're not going to do that. Now, as far as Serena, that's my girl. I love her to death. She's doing
me
her
too.
Thing. She do not look like a man. I was just telling my girl, I didn't want to do the thing. I need to do that. I need to squat you doing. I was like, I need to get in on it.
I'm just saying, Shonda, look at that booty and look at them boobies. I ain't never seen no dude, no ass like that. I'm just saying, not that I'm just looking at this dude. I'm just saying.
She is beautiful. I'm telling y'all, we got into this deep today. You know, the ESPY Awards. I don't know if y'all watched it. I'm sure Kenesha don't because she don't follow sports stuff. But whatever.
No,
she has no idea what that is. But anyway, go ahead.
The ESPY Awards are, you know, it's sports awards. You know, athletes get all the awards and stuff. But they got the Arthur Ashe Awards.
Mm-hmm.
That broke my heart. I usually watch the ESPYs. I usually catch it. I usually be like, okay, the ESPYs coming on. Let me give me some popcorn, see what's going on. My favorite, you know, Stephon Curry, you know, the cuties, you know how that goes. So I've been following the Arthur Ashe Award for a minute now, trying to figure out who was going to get it. Caitlyn Jenner was a nominee. Lauryn Hill was an athlete that died of cancer, and before she died of cancer, she started a charity that's collecting millions to help people. Then you have the veteran that lost his leg and his arm. He competed in all of these races. He did Dancing with the Stars. He, you know, he did all of this stuff. Like, it's people on that list that are making difference in the world. And Kenesha, since you don't know, the Arthur Ashe Award is for courage.
Yeah.
They gave it to Caitlyn Jenner. They gave her this award for what? For what? What? For what? What did you do? What? Because you chopped your wiki off. That was what you did.
Okay.
But
in Caitlyn's defense, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but you have to understand, I guess because I'm a little bit older, I remember when Bruce Jenner was on the cover of I remember when Bruce Jenner was on the cover of the Wheaties box. He was like considered, when I was a kid, the biggest athlete of all time. He was before Michael Jordan and all that. So he was like considered the greatest athlete. He was almost like a superhero.
I understand that. I get that. I get that part.
They tied into the whole sports thing because a lot of people don't understand how they could give him the Arthur Ashe Award.
They're not giving it to him for that, though.
Or her the Arthur Ashe Award. No, what I'm saying is that's
how they
tied
it. If they were giving it to her for that, you can't tie that together. You can't.
But that's how they did it.
You can't tie that together. But
you can't.
In reality, they know they fucked up. They know they fucked up because they know they fucked up. Like, for real, though, they fucked up. Like,
so tell us how you really feel, Shonda.
They tried. Like, oh, we got to give her this award because now she's a girl. You tried it. And a lot of people are comparing it to shit that it shouldn't be compared to. It's a lot of women out here it's a lot of men out here that, oh, I'm gay. Sam did it. What's his name? The football player, Sam.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
the football player that came
the
out.
The former Missouri guy who didn't get drafted. Yeah, I know you did.
Right. He did it. He can award.
But see, here's the thing. She isn't gay. She changed genders. There's a difference.
And I understand
that's why
that.
I think that's why they're trying to make such a big deal about it. Because there's a lot of folks.
Because people did it.
People do it every day. But what I'm saying is statistics show that there's a lot of folks who have gender issues who commit suicide. So that's really...
It's a lot of people, but you can say, see, that's the thing. You say that, but on the flip side of that, there's a lot of veterans. I mean, they say that. I mean, it's true. It is true. It's very true. It is. Because I look at stuff like that, too. Stuff like this interests me, so I can talk about this and just be like, hey, we can talk about this all night and have a great debate about it. But at the end of the day, you have that statistic, but follow that up with the fact that equal to or if not more wounded veterans commit suicide, mainly women that we're finding out now. Mainly you have women and men coming back with no limbs and they don't have the benefits and stuff that they need. And you gave this woman, like, all hell to you. Do what you do. That's cute. She ugly as hell, for one, so she shouldn't have got that award because she ugly, for one. And then, two, it's plenty of people that transgender. Like that lady from, what's that show? I don't watch it. Black is the New Orange. She is
Orange is the New Black.
That show. I don't watch that show. But literally, like, you have people, they try to tie it together and make it seem like, oh, he was this great athlete. Now he's this great womanish person.
I'm with you on that. They were better candidates.
In my head, you did wrong. You messed that up. And then he was like, he tweeted like, oh, it was so unexpected. No, it wasn't. You knew you was getting that shit.
We all knew that they were going to give it to him or her. Whatever you want to call him. we all knew they were going to give it to them. But
I'm over them.
I'm with you. They were better candidates. Personally, I probably would have given it to the young lady who died of cancer, who started that charity. I would give it to her, personally. But
the list was phenomenal.
I get what they were trying to do. I read between the lines, and I see what they were trying to do. But to me, you could have done that in another way.
That's not what that award is for.
Exactly.
I feel like that's not what it was for.
I agree with you. Not Arthur Ashe. Arthur Ashe went through a whole hell of a lot. And lived his life with dignity. You know what I mean? Even when he was dying of AIDS. So I wouldn't have given Caitlyn Jenner that award. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. Anyway. They get too much recognition anyway. They get too much of my breathing air. I don't like it.
All right, y'all. Coming up after this, we got Karen Lee and Sakina Raheem. Right after this.
The button's being stubborn.
And we are very proud to announce.
Sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Hello, WPS. I am back. And as usual, I have more awesome reads just for you. By Karen Lee, we have the Black Bone series with Black Bone, Black Bone 2, Black Bone 3, and Black Bone 4. So if you're a series type of person, there you go. And then we also have by her Sneaky Pussy. And just in case you were wondering, yes, there is a sequel, and it is coming soon. So stay tuned for that. And by Sakina Raheem, we have more series for you. When Loyalty Calls, 1 and 2, and A Love to Die For, 1 and 2. All of these books will guarantee keep you reading all weekend long and keep you on the edge of your seat. And they are all available for you to download immediately at Amazon.com. Happy reading.
Okay, we are back. Yay! Wow, really? No applause or anything like that for me? Jody? Maybe I need to find a tune for crickets. Because that's basically what the two of you just gave me for crickets when I came back on.
Wow. What else? Oh, Lord.
Well, we have someone at the door.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh. All right, let me get them on. All right, I think that's Karen. Karen Lee, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
And Sakina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yay, so we have you both here. Awesome. All right, so let's start out by just trying to get to know you guys a little bit. Can you guys tell me where you're from?
Okay, I'm Karen Lee. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'm quite sure everyone's familiar hearing about everything that's going on in Chicago. I'm from the West Side, born and raised, and I'm 35 years young, a single mother of a teenage son that is 16 but acts like 26 years old. I've been reading since, I can remember reading. I love to read. I love to write. Pretty much all the way around. See what you get, and I love tacos. I love tacos. And that pretty much sums it up for me.
Okay. Karen, how about you?
Sakina?
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm from Chicago, too, from the South Side. I'm 33, two kids, and that's all.
That's all.
Right next door.
Oh, goodness. So what is your motivation, Sakina? I'm so sorry. Huh?
I said Sakina right next door to me. Oh, awesome.
I'm right next door to you.
Yeah, the South Side. We right here.
Yeah, I stay on the low end. I'm pretty close to the West Side.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
So see, you guys just made a
connection.
We got
two Chicago writers.
Great.
This is your first time meeting one another?
Yes.
And I will be seeing her at a book signing on the 22nd, I believe.
Yes, we are both at a book signing that's ran by Marquita Hall, and Chicago will definitely be in the building, and I am so excited. I cannot wait. This is like the first time we actually did everything, and we're ready to put Chicago out there on the map.
All right.
It's about time.
Now, Karen, I had a question for you. Tell us a little bit about the Black Bone series, because I know you got like 4 books. Tell us how it started off and how it progressed.
Okay, the Black Bone series is about a young girl by the name of Sierra, who's was raised in a mentally abusive, physically, verbally household by being dark. Her mother abused her. Her mother became an alcoholic. She looked just like her father, and she took it out on her because the father had a gambling habit, and she killed him, and it was just so much, like, just by being a dark person. With that being said, Sierra looked for love and ran into a guy named Smooth, and Smooth was a hustler that sold drugs, and he played games. He truly loved her, but he had extra women on the side that brought along extra drama and et cetera. And she had these two group of friends, two best friends, Jasmine and Kelly. And from there, it was like a sisterhood that they bonded, and they had their boyfriends and their problems, and which led to 4 books, nothing but drama, 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 drama. And I originally started off writing it. I'm actually a medical assistant and a CNA, and I was working both jobs, and actually couldn't really keep up with both of them. I was having car troubles. I moved out in the boondocks. My son was giving me trouble. So I had to bow down just with one job, and then eventually got laid off and had to start. I just started writing, and that's what pretty much led up to getting everything off my chest, because I do share similar issues with my character. So it was just writing just was a leeway to get everything off my chest.
Now, was that you on the cover?
It's not me. It's not me. I wanted to be on the cover, but it didn't turn out to be that way. So I picked somebody that fit the description and that looked as close as possible as me. So, no, it's not me.
Because I know you got 10,000 picks now.
Yeah.
Okay, Sakina, what about you? Tell us a little bit about what you got going on with A Love to Die For, too.
Oh, wow. It's a book about domestic violence and growing up in Chicago. It's based on my life, and that's it.
So you were in an abusive relationship?
You love to say that's it.
Yes, for about 7 or 8 years.
Wow. So how did you like live through 7 or 8 years of domestic abuse? Like, what was your coping mechanism?
Beating up other people.
Oh, so you took the abuse, but you dished it out, too.
You know how you get that bully in school? People don't know they going through things at home.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably like that on the street.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And so you took, I guess, all that frustration and put it in words?
Oh, yes. I mean, it kind of...
So how is that for you? Like, I'm a writer. Kenitra's a writer as well. It always interests me to find out other writers' motivations. So when you have all that pent-up anger or whatever inside of you, how do you make that come out on paper and get people to read it, understand it, and feel it?
I just killed somebody in the book. I just killed somebody. That's it. I'm not even angry anymore about it,
So you're in a good place right now.
Yeah, I'm in a very good place right now.
Okay. Now, Karen, you know I got to ask. I heard about the Black Bone series. Tell me a little bit of something about this sneaky pussy. Where that name come from, and what is that book about?
Everybody is crazy about the sneaky pussy. Okay, basically it was me and my cousin and my friend. We was all sitting in my dining room gossiping about a particular person or people who messed with this person, messed with that person. We like, yeah, I know she slept with him. She got a sneaky pussy. You know, we just being women, we just put it out there, and then we all laughing about it. And then my friend busts out and say, oh, my God, I'm like, what? We just chilling, sipping, eating chicken. You should come out with a book called Sneaky Pussy. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, wow. I said, this could take, like, this would be so many stories to get off my chest. And they was like, yeah, you should do it, and you should write about woo, 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 and this and that. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great. And from there on, I mean, I did 4 short stories and 1. My main first story is actually someone closest to me, storyline mixed with a little bit of fiction, but everyone was crazy about Emery and King's story, and basically she got betrayed, and Emery and King was a couple. He had a best friend, and he slept with his best friend, baby mama, and she smiled in their face and all types of stuff. So basically she had a sneaky pussy. So it's basically about women who anti sneaky pussies who smile and grin in your face and betray you and act as if they're your best friend and sister and coworker, and they just really sneaky. So that's where Sneaky Pussy came from. And I'm bringing it back with a sequel with Amarina King because my readers asked about war with them. So I'm actually done with it. I'm just working on the synopsis right now, so it should be coming out soon.
Okay.
Cool.
So you're saying the first one is like four short stories?
Four short stories in one. I couldn't. I had to tell more than one story because it's so much, you know, sneaky pussy, all that stuff. It's just so much going on out here. And it had to continue. I was gonna leave it as such, but I said let me bring back part two with Amarie and King, and actually I did a great job, I believe, because it was just so. Whew, it's still a lot of sneaky stuff going on, but it's pretty much about that. I know it's a slippery title, but it's real, and it does exist. It's happening probably right now. Somebody doing something.
You know it. And when we get off the air, they still going to be doing something. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
So, Sakina, let me ask you this. What type of advice would you give an up-and-comer who wants to be where Sakina is right now? Somebody who wants to write a book and they want to get it out there, what advice would you give them?
Oh, they better go for it. I mean, it's a hard leap of faith to take, but they should just go for it. I was scared letting people know my personal business like that, but I got to put it out there. It's funny, it's heartbreaking, it make you cry and all that, so I just said go for it, and I did.
All right. Same question to you, Karen. What advice would you give?
I would say the same thing, go for it, do your research, especially the research part. As far as anything, being an author, I would say self-publish first and then venture off if you'd like to publish and get published later on. But writing is an excellent, to me, it's like therapy. It's just
getting everything
out on a piece of paper and just, you know, it's like you writing. Can't nobody really, you know, judge you off of your story. I mean, we all have critics.
Right.
We all have people who feel this way or that way, but it's like they don't really know, like, this is real. Like, regardless of how you want my story to end, start, or say, or how many characters, it is what it is because actually – it's the truth, but I would say do it. Go for it. Do you. Be honest. Take your time. Do your research. Learn, improve, and perfect your craft along the way. Mingle, rub off with some great authors, people who are genuinely true, honest, and most of all, remain professional by doing everything and all of the above. And have fun and enjoy doing it.
All right, that's some great advice. Great advice. Have fun, y'all, and do your research. Please do your research. Oh, and one thing, editing an editor is your friend, is your best friend. Remember that. Do some editing. So coming up after this, y'all, we're going to have the main topic. Miss Karen, Miss Kina. Hopefully we'll get Shonda back. Kenitra and myself will be weighing in. If y'all want to talk, hit the 1 and weigh in. Mothers living off child support. That's coming up next.
All right, be right back.
Next Wednesday, July 22nd at 9 o'clock p.m., tune in for our special guests will be Britt and Amir, Damian King, Platinum. Look for more information on them as well as their book in WTF with Kenitra and Joe D, the group, as well as our fan page. See you next week.
WTF with Kenitra and Jody is brought to you by Joe Ken Publications, where integrity and great stories just come together. Look for upcoming novels from Joe D. and Kenitra Jordan coming the first of the year. 2015 is going to be the year of Joe Ken.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm.
All right.
Wow, that was a unique
sound
choice.
Huh?
I said that was a unique choice of a song. Every day I'm hustling.
Well, I figured with what you said that they were doing, then hustling fits.
Yeah, that's it. It definitely fits. So you going to start it off? Start us off, KJ, on the topic.
We got a lot of background noise. Is there any way you could go to an area where there's less noise? All right, so this past week we've had lots of different things going on in the group where people were talking about, I think it really, well, it's been going on before that, but it really got big when Nas's baby mama, now that their child is 18 years old and he's no longer giving her child support payments, they said she's living from couch to couch, basically from pillar to post.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kind of brought up a big time thing in the group of people saying about how, you know, these women are getting these huge child support payments, and what are they doing with them? And that's a pretty good question. What are they doing with this money?
Well,
Jody?
Yeah. My thing is this. Let's back up for a minute. Nas's baby, well, his baby mama, I hate using the term baby mama, too. But anyway, his baby mama was getting $25,000 a month. 25 G's. And you trying to tell me that now, because their child is 18, that she's homeless? Just what the hell was you doing with $25,000 a month? Not a month. Not like every other month. A month. What were you doing? Like, I don't get that. How does one get 25 G's a month for X amount of years and do nothing? She could have gone to school. She could have bought a house. I mean, set up trust funds for her children, even though Nas probably did that himself. But I'm just saying, there's no. What did you do? What did you do? Just shop? I guess that's all you did was shop and lease cars.
I guess
so. Because obviously you ain't buy nothing. You just leased, you know, cars and probably bought bling bling or whatever. Come on. This is the problem. This is the problem that a lot of people have. Some people think just because you have a baby by a rich person that like, you hit the lottery. A child isn't a meal ticket. It's called child support. That's what it is. You're supposed to support the child. That doesn't mean take care of mom. That doesn't mean pay all of mom's bills. That doesn't mean make sure mom can sit on her butt for 18 years. No,
yes,
that's child support. Now, if mom takes that money and goes to school to better herself, okay, I feel that. You know what I mean? And I'm sure a wealthy guy didn't have a problem with paying mom a little bit extra so mom can get on her feet. Okay, that's cool. But you shouldn't just be able to use them as a meal ticket. That's just, to me, that's extortion. I don't care what y'all say. It's extortion.
Shonda, you want to say something?
Oh, my goodness. What do I want to say?
Yeah, what do you want to say, Shonda?
Okay, first, let me say I do feel like a mom should work. Unless you are married and have that agreement with your spouse, I feel like any woman should, you if you have a kid, it's your, it's your duty to show your child that the hustle don't stop because you had a kid. It's your duty to show your child that I'm not living off of a man, especially if you have a little girl. Regardless of what anybody says, your child remembers that. Your child is going to remember that. And then when they get older, people are going to tell them, like, your mama sat on her ass the whole time. She ain't doing nothing. Your daddy was taking care of. No, nobody's ever going to be able to say that about me and mine. As a mother, when I got pregnant with my son, as a mother, my first instinct was I wasn't working because I didn't have to. I was kicking it and having a good time. I didn't have to work. I worked when I wanted to. But as soon as the doctor was like, yo, you're 12 weeks pregnant, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to have a job tomorrow, so let me go. I had all of my stuff. Nobody had to buy anything. My mother helped me because she helped me because she wanted to, not because I asked, but because she wanted to. I had all of my stuff. I did that. My son's father, he didn't have to. I got to get it by any means. So when somebody says, you know, I'm going to have this baby because his daddy going to take care of him, I call her stupid because you're dumb. That's stupid. Because
right.
What happens if he dies? Or what happens if he goes to jail? Or what happens when he just be like, bitch, fuck you? What happens then? I mean, it happens. It's clear as day. What happens when you don't have that? Do you fold? Or do you get it by any means?
That
happens, why not get on your feet by yourself? So even if it does, if he dies or he say fuck you, if he don't want to no more, whatever, if he does that, it's not going to affect you because guess what? You already had it. So what he's
right.
giving you is extra. What my son's father gives me does not make or break me. It's like, oh, I got some play money. That's
right.
all it is
right.
to me. So
okay.
when that trick was like the whole Chris Brown thing, oh, man, me and my homegirl got into it about this. I was like, bitch, you're stupid. She's dumb. He's stupid if he gives her $20,000 a month. You's a dummy. He's Chris Brown dumb as hell. Nope. Because she's able to take care of that child by herself if she had to. If Chris
right.
Brown went broke today, what's she going to do?
Right. But you know, Shawna, this court ordered child support that's well over that. Russell Simmons had to pay $40,000 a month. P. Diddy had to pay $40,000 a month in child support. But the kicker is Charlie Sheen. Guess what he was paying? $105,000 a freaking month.
That's a lot of money.
My thing is this. That's cool. He got it. Whatever. So who gives a fuck he got it? But look at the other baby mother. Look at her. That bitch broke. She broke, bruh. She broke standing in a homeless shelter, bruh. Little girl turned 18. Guess what? You cut off.
Guess what?
I'm going to tell you right now. And they give me $20,000 a month to take care of my baby. I'm telling you, at the drop, every time that motherfucker drop, I'm putting $15,000 in another account.
And there you go.
I put $15,000 in another account because guess what? When that child support stops, because it dropped when you get older. So guess what? By the time my kid turn 18, he gonna have his college paid for because that $15,000 gonna add up.
Point.
My baby college is gonna be taken care of.
And that's my
but
point.
But here's my thing as far as what you said about Charlie Sheen. At least
what?
Denise Richards has a job.
She was behind the scenes. I'm telling you, Google her, because she got money.
She got money in her own life. She was doing that. She got money from him.
That's just like y'all say. That's just like Robin Givens had a little bit of money before she married Mike Tyson. But then she got wealthy because she divorced his ass.
She was a punching bag, so she deserves thousands.
She was pushing his damn button because she knew he was an idiot. She knew he was an idiot and very low educated person, and she knew she could manipulate his ass, and that's what she did with Mike Tyson. Everybody knows
he
it. She was no damn punching bag. Trust me. She was not no punching bag. She knew exactly what she was doing, and that's how she got paid.
She beat that.
That's how she got them $100 million. Because she went out to do that. Trust me on that. She wasn't no damn fucking mad. She was a conniving, manipulative little woman. That just was.
So, he still put that bitch on her face. He still put that bitch on her face. And guess what? Every time he hit my ass, if I'm going to be dumb enough to say, I'm going to be smart enough to take that money with me. Baby, believe me.
He never hit her in the face. Trust me. If Mike Tyson had hit little ass Robin Givens in the face, if he had hit little Robin Givens in the face, you would know about it. Because her face would be halved on.
Carmen is her name. Nas baby mama, I believe it's Carmen. She she's just been messy throughout the years, period. Yeah, it's just been a lot of mess with her. As far as the child support and all that, like whoever, she obviously didn't have anybody around her who cared enough to tell her, like, or was pretty much like some of my family members that be all in my business to be like, what you doing? Where your money going? What you gonna do when it happen? And but you know when it end, like et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I think that I honestly think that she playing a role. I don't think it's just that bad. I think she just want more money. I know a lot of women who cry wolf, and it ain't as bad as it seems. But I think it's just a game with her. I don't trust anything she says out her mouth, and she just wants attention and somebody to take care of her.
Mhm.
So when
I got her,
yeah, you gotta get up and do something. What do you want to do? Can nobody take care of no grown ass person for the rest of their life? I mean,
thank you.
It's like they say, it's child support. It's not baby mama support. And
right. But at the same time, he did that for her. He got her dependent on him. He did that
right.
For her. He got her dependent on the fact that he was still taking care of her.
He was taking care of her too.
You
trying to tell me that he wanted her depending on him? He wanted to be giving this chick $25,000 just
but
so
he was,
be depending on him.
But he was. He was doing that. It wasn't even.
Yeah, he was doing that because he was ordered to do that.
He was giving her. You better read some facts, don't you? I keep telling you, Google some stuff. Now listen now. He was giving her that money, the child support, but he was also giving her more money. He was giving her money for her.
That.
That's what the
that.
That.
I knew that.
Said,
right?
No,
about Chris Brown
I
right
that.
Now.
I can believe
you're
that.
Talking
he
about
said,
Chris
no,
Brown
I'm
now,
not
right?
about to give you anything.
No, I'm
no,
talking about Nas.
Nas was giving that baby.
He was giving that woman child support, and
yeah,
he was taking care of her. He got
right,
her
I
dependent on
that.
Him,
but
and she popped up on my ass. Didn't think
you You're making a mistake thinking that's him just because he was helping her out.
No.
That's him trying to make her dependent on him. He was just trying to do the right thing by the mother of his
and
child.
He
that's
was messing
he
with
doing.
The bitch was simple though, but the bitch was simple. I don't care.
Yeah,
when you messing with
him.
A simple minded female,
yeah,
when you messing with a simple minded female, she got dependent on him too quick, too fast, and then when that shit was gone, when he took that shit away, it was a wrap. She didn't know what to do.
No,
they
had no
friends
because
the next bitch,
she
was my friend.
You know what she had, y'all? To be honest with you, she had friends, but the problem is her friends were riding with her ass. They was living off of Nas' ass, too.
Exactly.
That's the
she had a friend like me and Keith.
Right. because I just can't see you blowing all that money throughout the years. You have nothing to show for it. And like I just feel like it's just a bunch of bullshit. And
that's
I believe
she
got something, but
she better go find her. Go find her. Go find me.
Yeah, something.
Everybody else got one.
But she wouldn't be staying with me, seriously, because I would have a problem with the fact that, you know, like you said, she's been getting this money all this time, and what have you been doing with it? You haven't put anything into savings. You haven't saved anything to make sure that you can live when the child is grown.
Right.
So she wouldn't stay.
They got a bunch of yes people around her.
But you know something?
That's
I think Karen was kind of right, though, that maybe she's not as broke. Maybe she's not as broke as she's portraying the thing.
Oh, no,
you know
I did not.
Mean?
Oh, she's playing a role. Hey,
yeah,
I got a question, though.
Go ahead.
I got a question. Did I miss the book portion? I know my phone had dropped and I couldn't get back in.
Yeah,
I miss the book portion?
Hey,
yeah,
we missed
it.
What's that?
You can go ahead and ask the question right quick.
Because I'm a straight groupie with Blackball was my... How did you come up with that name for that book?
Okay. You know how they always say red bone. I just always been the type of person to cherish their skin tone, you know. It's six of us, and I'm the darkest one out of my brothers and sisters, so... always been, the term and turn around the hood, black bone, red bone, black bone. And always been, oh, it's cute to be a dark skinned girl. You a black bone. I got me a black bone. So I ended up Googling it and it was like, nobody got this title. Great, let me go with it. Let me run with it. So by me being a black bone myself, with the storyline about her being a dark skinned girl, I decided to, throw out that title, something that's going to stand out, something that's never been used, and hopefully
awesome.
It could be used. Yeah, and because it's all in the media, all they do is worship the light, the mix, the anything but dark and brown.
Right.
I love all women of skin color, don't get me wrong, but I think that if I am who I am, I'm going to rep my complexion. Gosh, I'm beautiful.
Who slapped in a twirl for that? Who slapped in a twirl for six?
Yeah.
Thank you. I always wanted to know.
Just,
and that book, I read all of them. So what a last one is. Because I think I missed that one or you didn't put it out yet.
It's Black Bone 4. It's out. It's been out for like 2 months.
Did I miss the outlet? Chill.
Yes, it's out. It's been out, and I ended it. I hope that you enjoy. See who Sierra is.
I was on it.
Thank you. It was just so much. That series brought a lot out of me. It's just so much. Rick Taylor. And all the messiness.
I understand. Did you enjoy you enjoy writing it? You did?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed every bit of it. I want to do a spinoff with Kelly and Sean, but I'm not sure yet. But I actually enjoyed it.
Don't do me like that.
Yes, I want to do that spinoff because Kelly and Sean was the realest and the illest couple. They remind me of, like, Meek and Mills and all that stuff. Meek Mills and Nicki Minaj, so... It's funny because it's like everything that's happening now, like that's out as far as couples and everything, like I've written about, I've touched on it. But I enjoy every bit of writing. I enjoy writing.
My question is this. My next question is this.
Did you forget about the main topic, Shonda?
But y'all had left me. I wanted you to wait for me, and you had left me, so I feel like
ask one more question, Shonda. Go ahead.
Okay. And everybody can answer. It's not just for Karen. Okay. So my question is for you, because you've been in the game for a minute. You've been in this, like, for a while now. How is it different from when you first started? As an author,
I only been in it for maybe, let me say, 15 months. But the difference from when I first started is that I was unknowledgeable. I didn't know. I was a reader. So that's one thing I could, like, I've always been a reader. But I could say now that I know more, I'm more aware of what and what not to do, just to make sure I cover my own ass when it comes to me putting my books out, because my name is on that book. Don't nobody care as much as you when it comes to putting your book out there. As far as anything else, it's pretty much the same. It's just the same as working any other job. You, I'm saying with a publisher, and everybody who with a publishing company, you have to treat your publisher as your boss, your, like how you work in a regular job, your 9-to-5 job. It shouldn't be anything extra. It shouldn't be anything more. It shouldn't be any late night conversations. It shouldn't be anything as such. So I think that with that being said, I take this seriously like a regular 9-to-5. Like, I have adapted to that. At first I was like laid back and doing a lot of, not taking it as seriously, but now it's like 100% seriously with everything across the board. I don't accept no bullshit. You're not going to come at me sideways. And I don't want to hear nothing about no flirting, no nothing, none of this, this, and that. So I just think that once authors, and especially females, once we get taken seriously, that you won't be fucked over and people know how to come at you. And I've learned to remain strong and stand strong. And don't care if somebody call me mean. I'm real. It is what it is. But and pretty much I have grown throughout the years. I stay out the mess. I stay out the drama, the clique. I don't care where you're from, what city, but I am who I am. If I want to read your wretched-ass title book, that's what I'm going to read. If I don't want to read it, it is what it is. I mean, you know, I don't care who you stand with, where you're from. Uh-huh. If I'm rocking with you, if you good, good vibes, I'm rocking with you. If you're a new author versus a veteran, I'm rocking with you. I don't care who you are, because at the end of the day, I know people could change from, you know, this person to that person, and I have been one of those people. So I'm serious about everything, and it's only the beginning. I'm going to be out there for a very long time, and I want to take people with me. You know, I want to.
Let me go with you.
None of that. You know, it's just pretty much people being out there telling their story and keeping it real and giving readers more and what they asking for. I love drama and romance. That's me. That's me, drama, romance, and I could write books for days when it comes to that. I'm not really a street girl, but I am actually coming out with a street book, but with the help of another author that he's great, but I can't reveal it. It's going to pop out to y'all. But I don't know. It's just I have grown throughout the years, so I'm self-publishing after this, and I'm ready, and eventually you're having a publishing company over here.
Oh,
Gibby,
honey. Gibby, that's what I'm talking about. I need to talk to you.
Yeah. And I remember you mentioned when you first followed me that, yeah, I have a lot of pictures. I love to take pictures. And
yes, you do.
I was on.
And I like that you like to take pictures, too.
In the past, I was on three book covers.
Okay.
But I always been a reader. So with that being said, I always befriended the authors on Facebook. And from that on, I was asked to do a book cover, so that's where that came from. And I took it like, oh, okay,
you
fine, but I never.
Me.
Oh, we put our first book. I'm sorry. My bad.
That's
I thought
okay.
I was on mute. My bad. Sorry.
But I never actually did any modeling or nothing or none of that. Just. Been on, just like to take a lot of pictures, that's all.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what's the other name that's here?
Sakina.
Sakina, you there?
Shonda, do you have a question for Sakina, since you have totally took over the main topic? Let's go ahead and keep it rolling. Do you have a question for Sakina?
Yes, hold on, because I got your book too. Wait, hold on. Why are y'all laughing? I feel like you're not taking me serious.
No, you are the cutest. I love this.
Sakina?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the name of your book?
I Love to Die For, 1 and 2.
I sure do. It's sitting in my kennel right now. Mm-hmm. So my question is, how long have you been in the game? Because I know you have 1 and 2 hours. Do you have anything else?
One and two.
Okay, so when you first started, is it anything that's different for you? Like, I know, like, Karen touched on, like, the clicks that's in. Like, when I first was a reader, I didn't notice that people was only riding with one publishing house, or they was riding with this one over here, and this one over here didn't like it, so they was beefing with the other one. Like, I didn't even notice that until I became an author.
You and me both, darling. I mean, I didn't know it was no clicks like this. No, I'm an Al fan, and when I got signed, you know, I didn't even know it was these many authors that just, I mean, new, old, I just didn't know. I read a lot of classic books, and I did read a lot of hood books. I mean, I read some, but not a lot of them. And, I mean, just this whole, it's just a big old explosion of just creative writing going on right now. And I don't care about that click stuff. That don't got shit to do with me. I'm a TBRS affiliate. I'm writing certifications all day. It's tatted on me, but I'm going to read anybody, everything I want to read. And I'm also a reader before I was an author anyway, so I don't care about that.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's a lot out there. I don't know if anybody else noticed. I noticed that stuff. I'm a lurker. I lurk on Facebook all day.
Oh, I'm nosy as hell, too. I don't lurk. I'll be nosy. I mean, it's a lot of drama. I'll be like, dang, for real,
yeah,
industry like this.
It's a lot of drama. It's high schoolish. And if you don't have a life, you can easily be involved.
Be stuck
in
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's quick,
so
and it happens
easy.
So fast.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. Like, we from Chicago, and it's not to nobody to read the toughest one, but I just don't have time for that bullshit. Like,
I didn't even know
there's
that many Chicago authors that I'm friends with. Are you
right,
from Chicago?
Yes.
I mean, wow, I ain't know.
Yes, right, because it's like
I guess I'll see y'all
sit
on the blue line selling no books or none.
Exactly.
Hey,
so
Karen,
like,
get on the blue line. She just told you where to go. Get on the blue line.
Look, I'm working my way. We gonna have to be able to need security though, but yeah, I'm talking about
hey, I'm right back with Larry. I didn't know nothing about y'all, but
the trip to come up to Chicago at some point and you know, do some signing. I have some family up
I
want to
go, too. Take me. When you go, take me, too. I'm in Dallas, so we probably have to meet in the middle. But
yeah, we're going to have to meet in the middle somewhere.
Chicago is awesome. You're going to enjoy the food. We have great, 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 great
food.
Don't do that.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Just stay out the hood.
We just like the food.
So just stay out the hood.
Right. Just stay out the hood.
Stay out the hood.
Other
yeah.
than that, you're fine. So it's like.
I swear. Y'all, I got to tell y'all this. I got to tell y'all this. And don't tell nobody else, though, okay?
Okay.
You're on the
let's
air.
On
anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted by Kenisha up there. So, y'all, look, I wanted to go to, I'm going on a cruise next year, right? So, y'all, you know, as an author, you start preparing for that stuff, right? You get your books and you get all, you know, the stuff. Stuff you gonna need. You wanna sell whoever you wanna pitch whoever you around. So I was talking to some mom girl or whatever, and I was like, yeah, girl, I'm finna order some books, and you know, I'm finna go on this diet.
this bitch gonna say it on me. She was like, Dial, you? For real? I hung up in that trick face, like, for real. Like, in real life. Like, for real. Like literally, like, for real, for real. And she called me back, like, three, four times. I was like, nah. So, you? Never. But no, for real, though. Like, I wanted, because this is going on this cruise, so I thought this the point of my story was, like, when you get ready to do, like, your signings and, you know, the stuff that you're, when you get ready to go to a different state, because I want to start doing, like, little tours, you know, every now and then, right. Every couple of months and stuff like that. Like, well, how do you prepare for stuff like that, though? I'm new. I'm very new. I might, you know, I have quite a few books out, but at the same time, I haven't been anywhere yet. I haven't, right. You know, stuff like that's still new to me.
My suggestion would be to start locally. Start local bookstores, hell, even swap meets, anywhere, the mall, anywhere where there's a lot of people. Talk to the people who own that place or who, you know, run it about having a signing. A lot, you'd be surprised how many people will let you do a signing because they're all about bringing in people. They want more people to come to their Saturday. You'd be surprised how many people will let you do that and not charge you anything. There'd be some people that's going to charge you something. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
There'd be a lot of
yeah.
people who won't charge you. You'd be surprised because I've done that.
Right. Okay.
So start, I would say start locally. Once you get it down pat to when you can, you know, do signings locally or, you know, another city over or two or three cities over, then you'll be comfortable enough to go anywhere because it'll
yeah,
just be an old
I'm
habit.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Thing, you know?
Kenesha
was like that.
One.
She was nervous when we first started going out.
Just put me out there like that. I tell you, you know?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But she's not now. That, my point is,
right.
When we first started, she didn't want to talk. You know, she was just that type of author. The only thing she wanted to do was write her book and thought that's all she had to do. And maybe, you know, maybe advertise on Facebook every now and then. I was like, nah, you got to get out there. You got to talk to folks.
Thank you, Jody.
You got to be in people's faces.
You
know,
because
it's,
right?
it's about selling them
that.
It's about selling
I
them paperbacks.
That.
It ain't just about selling e-books. It's about selling them paperbacks. So
I'm
once you started doing that.
Just
give
you
yeah, so once you started doing that, then she got comfortable and saw what I was saying.
I started doing, like, the paperback thing. Like, I wanted to go. We were going to go. Creative Flow was going to go to Harlem Book Fair. But one of our girls had a baby. He's so cute.
Right.
And, you know, all of that stuff. So it was kind of like we decided
right.
as a whole not
yeah,
to go. Because if one of us could go, it really wasn't no point of, you know, all of us going. And we
right.
were like, okay, where the rest of y'all at? You know, but it's I want to do stuff like that. It's just like I'm like, do I even have fans? Do I have readers there? Am
you,
I supposed
oh,
to?
Oh yeah, you don't
know nobody
come.
But you got to create your own readers.
New readers, yeah.
Yeah, you know that's the beauty of that.
Yeah.
Me and Kenesha went to Portsmouth, Virginia, to the am I saying this right? Emoja Festival.
Yeah. Oh, he got it right. Yay.
Whatever, and we sold out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we did.
Anybody know
great.
Us? At first. You know, they didn't know us at first. But hey, you do what you do, and now you got new readers. Now you got a whole new
yeah.
city,
yeah.
and they love
you.
You know
game.
What I mean? So that's what you do. It's not a
but now,
you know.
But now on that
with your
note,
personality,
we're about to run.
You can sell.
Oh yeah, I know, oh, right, Shonda? You can sell. But
trust
on that
me.
Note, we're gonna have to go ahead and we're gonna wrap it up now. We'll be in Harlem this weekend, so if anybody is going to be out there in Harlem, Jody and myself and Zitro Books, which is Devon, Nikki, Marina, we're going to all be on Publishers Row. So
right.
if you're out there, please stop by and come see us, say hello, buy a book. We've got lots of little goodie bags for everybody. So, and then remember, we'll be back next Wednesday, and next weekend we have... What's Britton? I think you say Britton Amir. We have Damian King, and we have Platinum.
All right. And Shonda will be back with us next weekend, and we hope that Shonda's phone
Lord,
won't have
mercy.
Technical difficulties so that she can be with us the entire time.
Hey, now. No.
So
none of that.
Thank you on behalf of Kenitra, Simply Shonda. Thank you, Karen Lee and Sakina Rahim. And I'm definitely going to be checking out that Sneaky Pussy. I'm just saying.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys both for coming out. We do appreciate it. And as always, we're so grateful to Shonda as well. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Hit it. Yes. Ah! Yes. Ah! Yes.
To get down, I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean, outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious, because I'm the winner. No, not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. The ladies love me, girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, because.